Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Revirginized, which is the unofficial fan podcast for Max's and Just Like That show. So I am very excited. You guys can probably hear my excitement. Because you want to know something? Aiden is back, and he is back heavy. He is back for another episode. And dare I say, he's just going to finish out the series with us. And dare I say, he's going to be in the next season, which, you know, there's going to be one. And we're just going to have Aiden. So, as you guys may know, I am a huge Aiden fan. And maybe this is one of the reasons why this is my favorite episode yet. I know I said that last week, but this truly is one of my favorite episodes. And it's starting to feel like your, you know, nostalgia's coming back. It's your old Sex and the City again. Now, I know that this is not Sex and the City. This is a blah, 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 new chapter, whatever. They're in their 50s pushing 60. I don't care. I am living and loving that it feels like our old school Sex and the City because you just have to have that in there. You know, and I know people on Reddit get so butthurt and they're like, it's not the same show. Well, I mean, it kind of is. And I know I said this last week, but let's just embrace what it is, right? Because we're using the same characters. They haven't gone anywhere. It's the same, you know, same faces, same familiarity. I butchered that completely. It's the same everything. So I need everybody to take a chill pill and just embrace that we are finally back in the realm of Sex and the City and just love it for what it is. So let's get started. You here, my name is Candace, and I do these weekly recaps where I talk all things and just like that. I recap the episodes, I give you guys a little bit of the fashion that you saw, I answer some fan questions, and we just have a very good time on this segment or show or whatever you want to call what these podcast episodes are. So let's jump right to it. I'm just gonna start with Carrie because why not? So I don't care what anybody has to say about Aiden. People really hate on Reddit, and you probably have figured out my Reddit account. You know I'm all over Reddit going back and forth with people. Well, actually, they're going back and forth with me, but whatever. They don't like what I have to say about Aiden, and that's totally fine. I come with facts. I come as a fan who's seen every episode well over 30-something times. No exaggeration, because it's more than 30-something. But, you know, I'm all over Reddit. Everyone is like, their panties are in a wad because of something Carrie said this episode, which we're going to get into. You have like 60% of Aiden fans like, yes, Aiden's back. 40% of haters who are like, nah, how sway? Like, we need to get him out of here. It doesn't make sense. Let me tell you guys what did not make sense. Her chasing Big in this toxic way for years. I mean, you know what? Before we even get into the recap, let me ask you guys. Is the reason why you guys are so Carrie and Big because you guys have also had your fair share of toxic relationships, right? Like, are you guys still dealing with your Mr. Big at the grown age of 30, 40, 50, and 60? Like, I just have to know because I loved Big. Everyone who knows me knows that. But when it comes to who Carrie should have been with, it had to be Aiden. I mean, this is chemistry off the bat. For everyone saying, oh, they have nothing in common, they actually had a lot in common, okay? She was like a partier, but we saw Big not wanting to go outside either. And to be quite honest, Carrie was never her true self with Big. Carrie had to conform with Big. I mean, please tell me we watched the same episodes, friends. Like, what are we saying right now? And then they're like, oh, but they're like polar opposites. That's okay too. Opposites attract. If you meet me and my boyfriend, we are 1000% opposites, and here we are living a happy life. I mean, I'm just saying, guys, like, at some point, let's call the spade a spade. You want to see her in toxicity. Granted, Big did change. Praise God. Right? But I mean, let's not forget that this was unhealthy, even down to the first movie when Carrie mentions she didn't even know she can talk about marriage because she didn't know if it was on the table. How, Sway? Like, how are we still here after all this time? They end up together and you still don't know if you can talk about marriage? Anyways, I'm gonna save the rest of this rant for the after show, because I know you guys are coming in hot, and guess what? I'm gonna follow you guys and I'm gonna match that energy, and I'm coming in hot as well on these after shows. So get ready, but let's dive right in. So here's Carrie and Aiden being all lovey-dovey. It's very season 3 all over again, when they could not get out of bed together and their bed was their everything. It was their takeout place. It was just everything you can think of. But they're at a hotel this time, guys, and I'm just loving it. They're like going back and forth from like whose turn it is to close the shutters because they're so fancy. And it's just such cute banter, and they're just like kissing on each other, and he's flexing, and they're almost ordering room services, and they're talking about like this little chicken who's in like Wyatt Tater Totters, whatever's room, always climbing up there. And I just thought it was so cute. It was such a great way to open. And I'm here for that. And so we kick in strong, and then we go immediately to her and the girl sitting down for lunch or brunch. Who can tell the difference? We drink for everything, right? And so they're talking about Aiden, and it's just so organic, guys. You have to leave the hate at the door for a second. It is just them meshing, and she's like a schoolgirl. She's so excited. And guys, we just have to be honest here. If it wasn't gonna be Big, it needs to be the other love of her life. She's so happy talking about him. And even Miranda's like, yeah, I'm down for this dinner, because she expresses how she wants to take them to dinner. And Seema gives her a look, which we're gonna get into in a few moments. But, you know, she's just vibing, and they're setting up a dinner, and it's clear that they have, like, figured out a routine. Aiden comes up here to New York sometimes, and then other times he's with his boys, Tater Totter, Wade, or whatever, in Virginia. And then we fast forward to her and Miranda talking, and here's what has everybody in their spirits. So they're talking, Miranda asks her, she's moving too fast, and pure Miranda judgmentalness in a way. And I'm like, Cynthia, at this point I have to call her Cynthia, not even Miranda. Cynthia, who the hell are you talking about moving too fast, miss? I'm going to divorce my husband. But I digress. So, and Carrie's just saying, like, it feels real. Like, it feels not real, but like, you know, we've done this before, which is true. Like, her and Aiden are not new. And then she says to her, I've been wondering if Big was a big mistake. So let me say this here now, guys. I've said it on Twitter, and I almost started a war, I guess. I said it on Threads. I've said it on Instagram. I've said it on Reddit. I don't understand the big deal with the comment. Does it feel like a little bit of lazy writing? Yeah, I'll give you guys that. But you guys do have to also understand that she had a very great relationship with Aiden before she cheated. And forget about them being opposites and him being contrary and all of this. They still had fun. They had a good relationship. Then when season 4 came, they also had a great relationship, and she did not want to let that go. He broke up with her, and as I told you guys, had Aiden not broke up with her in season 4, they would have still been together. That's always been my thing. And so I think it's normal for her to have wondered the what if. What if I wasn't with Big? What if I fought for Aiden more? What if we would have never broken up? And to be honest, she says something here that I resonate with. She said, you know, it's almost like her and Big, like, it just, that whole mess that they were in, she didn't say that, I said that part, but like, like she didn't allow herself to really be. And we saw that, right? We saw Carrie constantly self-sabotaging, which we've all have done before, you know, thinking that we're supposed to like do everything in our power to get a man to love us. And so I hear like it's valid. It's valid to wonder what if you made that mistake. So anyway, moving forward, she even left Miranda with not so many words at that. But, you know, moving forward into Carrie, you know, she decides to rent Shay's apartment, which I love, by the way. I told you guys this was gonna happen, and look, boom, it happened. But I also have to say, I love seeing Shay and Carrie on screen together. They have way more chemistry than, like, even way more friendship chemistry than Shay and Miranda. And I'll get into that a little bit, because I'm going to talk a little bit about Shay this episode. But I do love seeing Shay without Miranda. I do love seeing Shay with Carrie together. Carrie goes to the pet store, which I'm loving this whole scene, her working in the pet store. Shay, that is. They working in the pet store. And they rent theirs apartment, and Aiden and her are just chilling out. Like, this is what adulting is, right? Both of us being rich but not wanting to spend a fortune on a hotel and room service. So we're just gonna rent this Airbnb from our friend, and we're going to make food. Yes, that's what you do in your 50s. So they end up geeking out in the cuisine section of whichever store they went to, and I'm sure that everything that they bought at that store, including the $47 garlic crusher or garlic press, was more than what I even pay for rent. And I pay a lot of money in rent, guys. And that's how expensive these people are, and I aspire to be like them one day. Feel free, guys, to fully support and fund my lifestyle. Anyways, so it was just really cute with Carrie. He had such a cute line. He says, you know, I'm not gonna let you go through life eating ice cream with a soup spoon, because Shay has no utensils. She actually has nothing in that apartment. She literally just has a sofa. I'm sorry, they literally just have a sofa and wire hangers, right? So that's the whole entire episode, as you could think, her and Aiden. And you know, she really makes this comment at some point in the episode when they come in, you know, Shay, they come into the apartment, you know, to check on their cousin, Brad and Janet. I'm sorry, Doug, Brad and Janet. And they ask them, you know, what is this? Like, why didn't it work? And Carrie says, because I made a mistake. And Aiden just hugs her. And how can you haters be mad at this? How? Guys, let it go and embrace this moment. Oh, I am so over you guys. And so anyways, so that's where we're at. And then, you know, towards the end of the episode with Carrie, to finish her out, you know, everything works out well. Her and Seema actually got into a little bit of some sad moments, which I'm gonna get into, but it all ends well. And then we even find out that she's going to meet Aiden's kids, she's going to Virginia, and lo and behold, the whole chicken that used to visit Aiden's son, Aiden actually was lifting the chicken to visit him every morning, which I thought was so cute. Like, that whole ending scene of all of them closing out in the restaurant was just so amazing. But I am going to table back to that, because I picked up on something, and I'm wondering if you guys picked up on it too. So let's get into Miranda. Okay, Miranda, I love her. I love seeing single Miranda. I love seeing her stand on her own. Being that she's single now, it would be amazing to see her and Steve get their shit together. I have a feeling, predictions, that we're not gonna see that yet, at least not until season 3 if it does happen. But here is Miranda getting her internship on, and she meets these two interns who are complete haters, FYI. And we're introduced to a garlic and chocolate chip cookie, which is extremely disgusting. Miss me completely. But here's Miranda kicking ass at her internship. You know, Miranda comes with so much years of experience, and she's kind of like having a little tough time because as we've all been through, here are some jealous interns. And so I love that she was sticking up for herself. This episode feels like old Miranda Hobbs, right? Like, you know, just being a boss in the office and just sticking up for the things that she knows that she deserves. And lo and behold, like, she's kicking ass in the internship, and we love that for her. And at some point, while she was like trying to make nice with the girls who don't like her for no reason in true bitchy 22 to 24 year old life, you know, she's doing her little Kourtney Kardashian shake with her salad, and they're like texting about her, and she's like, okay guys, truly awkward, but are you talking about me? Womp. And they sure were, but you know, good for you, Miranda, for standing up for yourself. And at some point when they try to test her because she's doing a pure boss bitch moment, like, yo, you omitted like these whole citations, is there a reason for that? In a nice manner, they're giving her a bunch of shit, and you know what she says? She's like, you know, I'm just a sexually confused alcoholic in the midst of a divorce. Can you guys hear me clapping? Can you hear that? Yes, I'm here for that. Way to let them know. And they completely act like, wow, you're a lot. No, you guys are a lot. But it was nice to see old school Miranda Hobbs back on the scene. So I hope that we keep this up. A little judgmental Miranda did come into the scene when she was asking Carrie today, like, don't you think you're moving too fast? But I mean, Miranda, please have a chill pill. And speaking of chill pills, Anthony. So I love Anthony. You know, we can't have Stanford back. Rest in peace, really Garson. But, you know, we do have Anthony, which I love that they didn't completely write him off. And as you guys know, Anthony was like making hot eyes at Giuseppe. And we find out that Giuseppe is gay. I mean, duh, I think we knew because we knew that's where the show was going. I don't have gaydar, so I'm not going to say we knew because you could just tell. I don't think you can necessarily just tell, but I just knew that that's where they were going because I saw a trailer. And so anyways, yes, I am loving this. Here is Anthony trying his hardest to fire Giuseppe. And you know, guys, you can't fire somebody for their sexual orientation. And so he is really just trying to do that because he really has the hots for him. And as it turns out, Giuseppe has the hots for him too. We are loving this. Yes, let's make this happen. I would love nothing more than to see Anthony settle down, especially because Danny's not here and we do unfortunately need to move on, right? But you know, he's I think he's divorced. I have to double check that. But this is amazing. I'm loving this. You know what they can be. And you know, yes, he's light years young. I think he's like 25, they said. So Stanley's like, I gotta get rid of him, when he's talking to Charlotte, which was a beautiful friendship, by the way. That's one of those friendships where they were both venting to each other. You know when you're like venting to your best friend where you're not listening, but you're listening, but you're not listening at all, but it's still a wonderful conversation? Yep, that's what they were having. And she was kind of like talking about like her insecurities, and he was talking about his. And so, you know, this really feels like, and not to compare it too much, but it does really feel like old school Sex and the City writing. And so I'm really excited for Anthony. Giuseppe has a hots for him, and you know, he quits the job so now they can be a relationship. And I'm loving it. The only thing I'm not loving is, wash your mother effing hands before you touch any kind of food. Because how dare you touch food with the hands that you were just touching and putting your jacket away with? Like, what are we doing here? I know it's supposed to be hot, but it was a whole knot. So moving forward, we're gonna go on a quick break. When we get back, I am going to go into Charlotte, I'm going to go into Shay, and then I'm gonna finish off with Seema and my thoughts there, and then give you my overall why I like the episode. But we're gonna go on a quick break and we will be right back. Segueing into Charlotte. Charlotte is back at work, but she's feeling a little insecure. So, as you guys may know, if you are new here, Charlotte, back in the day, she used to be, she used to work at a gallery. She was an art director of the gallery. And Charlotte definitely knows, like, her shit. And so she finally accepted that offer from LTW's friend. And of course she wants to make a good impression, you know, because it is a real deal. Finally going back to work after being, you know, a housewife and, you know, just doing your stay-at-home momly wife duties, you know, you're back at the market again. And, you know, these girls, these women, they're in their 50s. And not even like she has to compete, because when you have the expertise that Charlotte has, you don't really have to compete in that industry, right? Like, you just come with just knowledge. But there are girls there who are literally half her age, and sometimes you just want to fit in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just want to feel like, you know, your old self, whether it's just running the gallery, being back at work, or just fitting in, or just, you know, looking like your old self. And that's what Charlotte is struggling with this episode, looking like her old self. Now, Charlotte has an amazing figure, always has. They were definitely pushing it this episode, but she's trying to feel fit. And so she goes shopping for a nice outfit, but she realizes that it does not fit the way she wants it to fit. Now, I'm going to stop here and just give a little shout out to LTW, because LTW went shopping with her and she slayed this entire outfit. When we get to the fashion portion of the segment, just know LTW won for fashion, even though she was only in that small scene. It was amazing, guys. And so anyway, they go shopping and the outfit doesn't fit exactly the way she wants it to fit. And the easiest solution, of course, would be get rid of the waist belt. But to Charlotte, the waist belt is what makes the entire outfit, which it does. I do agree with that. And so she's like, you know what? I'm going to go on this diet. I'm going to do my bone broth diet. And she says something really interesting. She was telling Anthony, you know, in my 30s and 40s, I could lose 5 pounds like that. She goes, but now, you know, in my 50s, it's really hard. And I think that's something that we all struggle, like women and men. But what I loved about this episode that a lot of people are going to disagree with me on, because I've read it on Reddit, is that when she does go to the gallery, the owner, is it the owner? I forget. The owner director, you know, she's someone who is a little bit bigger, but she's rocking her outfit. I mean, belly out, you know, just living in her body, embracing her body, which I think we should all do. I'm all about women embracing their body. And Charlotte sees that and she's like, you know what? I was bugging out. So she takes off like the 4 Spanx that she literally had on to try to make her waist belt sit exactly where she wanted it to sit on her outfit. And she throws it out. And, you know, people on Reddit are going crazy, like, oh my God, she's fat shaming. I don't think she was fat shaming her. I think Charlotte was like, damn, like, I'm literally complaining. And it's not bad. Let me lose the belt then. Like, or let me just lose the Spanx and let it sit where it's going to sit. Because to me, I felt like she was motivated more than anything. That's just my take on it. And I really loved it. Like, I get where they're coming from, because she does look at like the director and she's like, oh wow, like she's looking at her body. But I really think that she was looking at it to say, like, if she can do it, I can do it. Like, that's confidence. So that's where we stood with Charlotte, and she was so nervous to go back to work. Props to Charlotte. She was literally having a meeting with her kids and Harry, talking about, I'm not gonna be here, guys. I'm going back to work. That means I may not be here for dinner. And the kids are like, yeah, mom, we've been dying for you to leave. Good riddance, have fun. It's almost as if they were walking her to school or work for the first day. So I really, really, really was loving that. And then let's get into Shay. I do want to speak to Shay, I mean, on to Shay for a little bit, because I really do like what we're doing with her. I don't like the fact that they're making her out to seem like extremely broke, but I mean, I guess whatever, you know, they're doing their thing. I love them working in the pet store or like the veterinary clinic, whatever it is. I feel like it just really adds to Shay's character, and I love her little dialogue with the boss. But I love seeing her without Miranda. I know I've said that already, but it's just more of like a fun Shay, and just seeing Shay light up on screen anytime like she's talking to Carrie or the back and forth banter with everyone, like I'm really digging it, and I want to see more of this Shay. Even Shay in her apartment with like her Yankee shirt, I was like yes, and her little like under the eye patch little Neutrogena thing that she had going on, skincare, yes the skincare, like I just love seeing her on screen now because she's like less asshole-ish and less serious Shay, and she's more like the fun Shay that we were supposed to see this entire time. So I'm really, really loving this. I think we need more of her. Let's get more Shay back on the screen. Keep her on there. We are missing Dr. Nia Wallace, who I do love. We didn't see her this episode, but shout out to her. And also, Karen Pittman, if you're ever hearing this, thank you so much for looking at my story on our revirginized.pod Instagram. I actually posted two pictures of her, and she looked at it, and I was like, girl crush fanning. Like, yes, I love it. Like, if you guys only knew how hard we work on social media to, like, you know, give you guys content and stay relevant and, you know, just interacting with you guys. So it's really nice when you guys interact back with us, especially the actors. Like, that made me and Jay's day. But, you know, we love Shay. We love this Shay, I should say. And we hope that we see them more. And to conclude our recap, Seema. So I noticed three things. The first thing I noticed was Seema's sadness in this episode, because in the beginning when Carrie was talking about, you know, Aiden, you know, coming down and staying with her and then her going to visit him, Seema looked at her really sad because she realized, like, this is not the hot girl summer that, you know, I had planned for us. And that's exactly what she tells to Carrie. So they're supposed to go out for dinner, but Seema has been avoiding the link up, right? And so Carrie and her run into each other getting their hair done. Seema tries to like avoid her, but then in true Seema fashion, which I love, she's very direct and blunt. She's like, all right, I'm gonna be honest with you. And she basically tells her, like, I don't want a third wheel. This is not the summer I signed up for. I love that, you know, you're loving what you're loving, but it feels like something I don't want to do. And I feel that for Seema in a few different ways. One, yes, she wanted her summer with Carrie, but also, you know, it's a little lonely. It has to be a little lonely, you know, seeing everybody move on, meeting someone when they lost the love of their life, and then seeing them regain another love of their life, and you're still out there just, you know, trying to be happy or get some of that happiness. And when you thought you were gonna have at least that happiness in your friendship, you know, now they went off and they coupled up. So I get it. But Seema also says that she needs space. And this broke my heart for them because Carrie almost started to cry. She's like, I can't give you the space. And I get it because it's Samantha. You know, she's afraid that she's going to lose Seema. But then Seema also says something that I thought was interesting. She says, you know, she can't have dinner with the three of them, although that is part of it. Now, when she said that, I'm like, I don't think it's so much that you're jealous, Seema, but why can't you have dinner with them? I'm gonna come back to that. So yeah, so that's what we're getting with Seema. Seema does need a little bit of space. I think it's really hard for her because I get the feeling that before Carrie came into the picture, Seema didn't really have a lot of friends. And we know that she was definitely still like trying to date and on the dating scene and whatnot. So that's what it is for my girl Seema. But she does eventually show up to the dinner. Carrie gives her the space. She shows up to the dinner. But did you guys peep the look that Aiden gave her? Now, it made me wonder if they knew each other before, which is another reason why Seema was saying, you know, I can't have dinner with you guys. That's part of it. Yeah, did anybody else notice that? I mean, feel free to, you know, tweet us on Twitter, get us on Threads, you know, get us on Instagram if you're feeling the same thing. But I also noticed that look on the trailer, and all I kept saying to myself is, please, writers, do not turn this in to a thing. Do not make it that Aiden and Seema are going to date. Do not kill the Aiden storyline. Don't butcher it, because these writers have a tendency of just doing stupid shit that I do not care for. None of us care for. Like, literally, the episodes are just getting good. As Jay said, this season is just so unhinged. Yes, it is. Please, your screws are already loose, guys. You're just screwing them back into place as we speak. Do not F it up, because I feel like that look or exchange between them lets us know that something probably happened. Now, here's my predictions. I think maybe Seema sold Aiden's house, and that's how they know each other. Maybe they had a date. Who knows? Or maybe they didn't. Maybe he's bitter about it because he sold their house and, you know, he's being like Tom Ford. Remember back in, I think it was episode one, when she said she can't wear Tom Ford to the Met because she sold his house and he was still angry? Maybe that's something that's happening here. Or maybe they did go on a date and it just obviously didn't work out. Who knows? But if they do know each other, I hope it's something that was in the past, stays in the past. Do not revive it. I'm okay if they knew each other in the past. I'm not okay, writers, if you make them a couple or a thing. I called this when I first saw the trailer, before the episode episodes came on. And even after this episode, I called it. Somebody on Reddit called it, like, yo, we're noticing something fishy. Do not mess it up for us. So, to conclude, this was the best episode, and it's not because I am an Aiden lover. I really, really adored this episode. It really does feel like old school Sex and the City, and again, I know that this is a new Sex and the City, I'm sorry, a new chapter of it, but we have to admit that one of the things that drew us into this new chapter is that it plays off the old chapter. So let's not be like, you know, ignorant to that. People on Reddit, I'm talking to you, low-key, high-key. And so, yeah, this was amazing. I'm hoping that they keep up this momentum. I'm loving everything with Aiden. I'm loving where the characters are going. Everything feels really, really good. And I'm very excited for episode 9. I mean, me and a bunch of the, and just like that Sex and City community, even those who hate Aiden, like, we're very excited to see what can happen, because it finally seems like the show has gotten their shit together. So, we're going to go on another quick break. When we come back, we are going to finish out with fashion, and then I'm going to answer our questions. We only have one question to answer tonight, but sit tight. We'll be right back. All right, so let's get into the fashion segment. So, let's start off with Miranda. So, that sweater that she was wearing in the opening lunch scene, that it was like a mix of berry colors. It was like the red, the purple, the blue, the pink. That is the Elder Statesman Cashmere Nightfall Rib Mock Sweater, which is $1,225, but it is actually on sale for $377, and you can get it on fwrd.com. You know, shout out to Miranda, always wearing the affordable clothing. Yes, always. And even when they're a little more expensive, they still go on a sale. Shout out to her. And then also in that same scene, when we see them leave the restaurant, she was wearing this coat when she was talking to Carrie, and it is the Vince Double Wool shirt coat that retails from $795 by Revolve. Shout out to Revolve. They're making like so many appearances in fashion on this show, like Revolve, Stuart Weisman. I'm really loving all of these pieces, Halston. And now we actually even have a piece from Amazon. So when she was letting the interns know that she's a divorced alcoholic who's sexually confused, that nice sweater with like fall earthy tones, the checkerboard pattern with the nice little like brownish triangles, that is the Ula Johnson Women's Medina Cardigan for $220, none other than Amazon.com. For those of you who doesn't know, Amazon does sell a lot of clothing. They have like a huge part of their website dedicated to fashion, and we're loving it. And so moving on to Charlotte. Charlotte did wear Chanel. She wore a Chanel pleated skirt, which I don't have the price for. I just knew it was a Chanel pleated skirt. Sorry about that, guys. But the infamous outfit, which you're going to be surprised does actually not have pink in it. The infamous opening day outfit is actually Prada, of course, because it's Charlotte. And it is called the Katy Midi dress with lace inserts. So this dress retails for $3,600. Sorry, guys, it's not on sale as we know of. And it does make me think that the pink undershirt, you know, obviously was an add-on. And of course, obviously the belt was an add-on. And it was a nice little add-on, I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't really for me. And I thought she should have went with something else. But it is Charlotte. Now, LTW. Now, I'm going to give you the entire outfit because I know you guys want it. I want it too, and I'm actually going to save my money to get it. So, this dress is actually sold out, boohoo. But the purple dress that she was wearing is Issey Miyake. And I apologize in advance if I am saying your name wrong and you ever hear this, but it's the Issey Miyake, and that's Issey Miyake, Miyake. It is the spongy dress, which retails for $870, but it was on sale for $379.95. And the exact color actually was not purple, it is sapphire blue, which is interesting. Because even here it looks purple. And it looked purple, obviously, in the episode. But let's do the whole entire thing. So, shout out to Stuart Weisman. You guys know, one of my favorite line of shoes. The boots that she was wearing is Stuart Weisman. It's Ultra Stuart 100 stretched pointed toe over the knee boot. It is $950, but Nordstrom does have it right now for $710. And then the shawl that she was wearing, which is out of stock, is Missoni. And it is from their, it is a yellow Missoni shawl from their 2022 winter collection. And then the fanny pack, which I'm loving, was a leather belt bag, which, by the way, we're no longer saying fanny pack, guys, because, you know, this is not Parents at Disney World circa 1990s. There's no more fanny pack. These are now called belt bags. So the leather belt bag, aka fanny pack, is by Jacquemus. And I'm probably saying that wrong. I always say it wrong. Jacquemus. I think I said it right. Wrong a second time. Go figure. I don't have the exact price for that, but I am still looking on that price. And so next week, I'll let you know what that is. And then she also wore a bag, which a lot of people did miss. And it is Saint Laurent. Ooh, by the way, let me just give him his credit. Yves Saint Laurent will forever be legendary. And one of the reasons why he would forever be legendary, and I have to geek out right now, as you guys know, I am a fashion designer. Christian Dior is one of my favorite fashion houses. And Yves used to actually design and, you know, for Dior way back when. So he actually worked in the Dior house. And, you know, he used to lay out the designs. And I think he was a creative director for Dior for a while, if I'm not mistaken. And so shout out to Yves. May he rest in peace. Or Saint Laurent, as we're calling it now. And shout out to Christian Dior, which I'm going to get into next. But yes, the bag that she was wearing was a tweed calfskin Metalassi monogram Nikki chain satchel, multicolor by Saint Laurent, which retails for $1,850. But I'm sure you can get used or pre-loved at The Real Real or Fashion File. And then going into Carrie, so Vivian Westwood, again, she makes so many appearances. We love her. Makes you wonder if she has a contract with them. So anyways, so the opening scene when she was wearing that nice little like vest, blue squiggly outfit, is actually called the Squiggle Print Vest by Vivian Westwood. And then lo and behold, those are three separate pieces. So each, it's not like an off the shoulder piece. So the sleeves are actually not a part of the outfit. They're separate. So this entire shirt was a three piece ensemble. And so the arm, they're called arm warmers. Squiggle arm warmers are also Vivian Westwood. The arm warmers are $280. I couldn't find how much the sweater cropped vest was, but I will definitely find that for you and let you know in next episode. And then she also had a Vivian Westwood blue rug cardigan underneath that monstrosity of an outfit that she had on. I mean, she was being very homeless chic, I'll give her that. But underneath that monstrosity of an outfit, when they were leaving that scene of the restaurant, she had on a Vivian Westwood blue ruck cardigan, which I did love. I love that. And it retails for $495. And then my favorite thing that she wore, or one of my favorite things in the episode, was a 1970s Christian Dior silk pink fuchsia ruffled evening cape. Or shawl, you pick. I loved it. So when she was coming up in the elevator with Aiden to go to Shay's apartment, that's this shawl slash cape that she was wearing. And that is vintage Christian Dior, possibly from when Eves used to actually work there. Just saying. Now that was $1,200, and that's just an asking price. So definitely, you might want to just type that into Google and see where you actually just hit that. Because I don't even think you can even find that on Fashion File or anything, possibly eBay, but yes. And then moving, I think that is it. We are all done with the fashion outfits. Now, Carrie would have won just off the Dior cape alone, but I gotta give it to my girl LTW. She wins the fashion for this episode. And so before we end, we do have one question. And it is coming from our favorite fan. Shout out to Heather Starr. She loves us. And her question was, do you think Charlotte... I'm sorry, let me pull this up again. And it was on Twitter. Did Charlotte change out of her Spanx because her new boss was heavier? So, no, I don't. I totally understand why people think that. But I don't think that's what it was at all. I do think that... you know, she was just motivated. I think that now we do know Charlotte is prissy and she's very Pollyanna and all of that. And she definitely can be judgmental. But I think she was motivated. I think that she was like, yes, she's rocking it. I'm going to rock it. So this concludes our segment for today. Thank you guys so much for being such loyal fans. Jay and I love you guys. I have a surprise for you guys that I can't tell you just yet, but that means you definitely have to keep tuning in for these episodes. And do catch us on Threads, Twitter, and our Instagram accounts. Love you guys. I cannot wait for next episode, and I will see you then. Bye.